We will have a session made Shuvo. Zman Shuvo. Zman Tfilo. Ace Rodson. First question. Do you have to do Shuvo? Was a nice thing to go do. We have a Pasuk Nazinu. Shafto Ad Hashem Lekechol. Shmatu Bekoili. The Pasuk says, you should return to Hashem, listen to His voice. Therefore the Ramban, on the Pasuk, there's a point over there, say it's a din deraiso, a chiyuv to go do tshuva. Atzad Hasheni, you saw the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. People learn that during a session made tshuva. The Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shabbatoyro, Bein Asay, Bein Loisha Say, Im Ova Odom Al Achs Mehem, Bein Mizodom Mehem Shkogo, Kisho Yasa Tshuva, Yoshime Chetoy Chaylus Vadois. If you go do tshuva, how to go do tshuva, Yerechia Vidui. Let me they point out, the Rambam starts off saying, how to go do tshuva. But did not say, you have a chiv to go do tshuva. Say them in Cheskenach, the Daik the Rambam, there's no chiv tshuva. No chiv. If you want to go do tshuva, how to go do it? You start with the idea of Vidui. It sounds like a massive machloikis. We have a Amban on the Pasuk, says it's Dinder Aiso. Sound like all the time. You have a Rambam that's brought down. There's no chiv over here at all. They point out it's not that simple. La dafka is a machloikis, that far of machloikis. Chofetz Chaim, when he brings it down in Siman Tov Reishvav, he said, true, you have a chiv, true all the time. But the last moment is by Yom Kippur. That means you have a chiv all the time. But to finish it off is by Yom Kippur. The Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, he says, the Aloch is Yom Kippur, Zman Shuvah L'chol Yochav Rabim, V'keitz Mechila Slich L'Yisrael, L'ficha Chayov Makol Lassish Shuvah, L'svadis B'Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, you have a chiyuv to do Shuvah by Yom Kippur. So they point out that either you have the Ramban, that the chiyuv is every day, the slave's man is by Yom Kippur, or you have the Rambam, there's no chiyuv at all, but you have to do by Yom Kippur. So even though it sounds like it's a big machlokes, it comes out the same thing. You gotta do tshuva. And you have to do by Yom Kippur. Now, why is Yom Kippur any different? Either Pasuk says, V'shavta Ad Hashem Lekecho, sounds like all year round. So that Shai Tshuva, or the ritual, they come along and point out, we are Pasuk, L'fnei Hashem Titaru. The ritual discussed on the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara over there says, if you're Benini, you tlum vo'imdim. Till Yom Kippur. In that case, if you're Zachu, Nichtav L'chayim, V'loi Zachu, Nichtav l'misa. In fact, the ritual, Yiloy Zachu, l'misa? Not Zaycha, so back to being Tlum v'Oimdim. This way, that way. Says the ritual, if you're not Zaycha, you do not do tshuva. And by asking, look at the Rambam says, what do you have to do the 10 days? Nam loy Zachu, do not do tshuva, you have tshuva over here. Do not do tshuva, that itself is an avera. You have a chiv do tshuva af l'fnei Hashem t'taru. Nifam loy Zachu, meaning you didn't do tshuva. Avadi, nechtel l'miso. You didn't, because you have a bayah over here. A nochna very of not doing tshuva. So, point out again, number one, you have a chiv tshuva? Yes. Again, that means you have a chiv tshuva. Certainly by Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem t'taru, chiv l'svadis, a chiv goes to tshuva over here. Now, once you have a chiv tshuva, what do tshuva on? So, again, the Rambam starts off, bein asay, bein loishasay, bein zodoy, bein mishkogo, and everything. They point out the Rambam says, and Zodin and Ashkogo, an amazing and an accident. What about an oinus? Is it a chiyuv tshuva on an oinus? The one with Dr. Rambam, Zodin and Ashkogo, an oinus no chiyuv tshuva. Let them take the test today in Hilchos Nido. They should tell you right away, it's Ramah, Simukot Behei, Sif Dalit, coming from Ramah to Berg. There's no chiyuv tshuva on the case of an oinus. Obvious question, what's the first alchait? Bein Boinus, Bein Mirotzoin. We're saying doing Tshuva No'inus. So the idea of not doing Tshuva No'inus, when you read the Pesach Tshuva in Kof Pei Hei, it brings down the Chassam Sefer. It says, yes, Oinus, you have no Chi of Tshuva, only fast two Taneisim. I mean, the Ramah says, An Yidu Avei B'Shegig, Parish B'Ei V'Chai, 40 Taneisim. Here, it says, Ramah's words are, Loi Hi V'Loi Hu, says the Chassam Sefer, right, they've only two Taneisim. You have to realize that, what does that mean, where they're coming from, this idea over here. So first, for the al-chait, if you use the article, they want to answer me as loshim nei odom, the oilim called oinis, which is not really an oinis. Fine. The coin has a mahalach, but they didn't mahalach, they had to answer the al-chait. But if you learn the sugya yichud, some people, the Gemara Kedushin over there brings down on that pei aleph, that someone's kavono putla, and he ate chazer, the Gemara says, v'nosa avoinoi, alach, kama person does a real avero, person be'etzem, who's an oinis. And he ended up being bal isha nido, or any case of any avero. So you put the sugya of nido together, the sugya of yichud. It comes out that even though you're oinis and no chiv kaparo, but still the nosa avoinoi, you should do kaparo. What does it mean? The no chiv, you should. How do you understand that concept over here? So there's a loch in Archaim Tzimim Shimim Gimel Negei to children. Children alaba intim alaba mitzvahs. The Ramah again writes, or maybe Mechaba writes, there's no halacha of tshuva by cotton. They go no further than the next couple of words, the Ramah quoting with tshuva tzedeshen. However, he should do tshuva. There's no chiv tshuva, he should do tshuva. How do you put the two together? So you look up the tshuva tzedeshen, he points out there's no chiv tshuva, but maish, there's a chesaron over here, there's a begam over here. It's megad will chiv adai chiv. You cause a chesaron in the bria. You're not responsible in this Rachmana Patri. The circle said there's something wrong over here. It came through you. You should do tshuva. That means Avada Shoygi and amazing that you have a chiyuv tshuva. An oinus, only two tanaisim. The Musa Shiva is, if an oinus two tanaisim, Allah is kama v'kama, yekvon v'chazi eid chazer, and a very mamish Shiva. And that's basically what Kedushin says. Kiva cried, Allah is kama v'kama, he had a kvon for the very mamish. So again, so first point over here, chiyuv tshuva. Second, what's a chiyuv on? Shogi amazed, but even an oinus person should do tshuva. Chazal write in Brachas in Daf Lamed Daled, but a mokum shabal tshuva oimdim, a tzaddik cannot stand in that place. Ein tzaddikim yicholim labayin. The Rebbe says over Belosh and Vitz, why can it stink? It smells there. That's not how the Rambam says it over. Ram, when he said over this halacha brought down in Parag Zayin and Tshuva, says, what's the milo of about Tshuva that's better than a tzaddik? It's very clear. Shishchor harbei, he has more schar, shay tom tam achet, of pirshman of a kovash yitzroi. He's tom tam avero, he knows the geshmaket of gashmias, he overcame it, he's better than a tzaddik. Better than a tzaddik. Better than people employing. Why are you better? People think, you know, if I would have been born to a sort of Rosh Yeshiva, it would have been easier for me, but I'm American, I have Taivas, Gashmias over here, all these discernments, all these challenges over here. It's a schus. You can be better than a son of Rosh Yeshiva. You're better than, you have a better, you can be better than Chaim, you know. You can say, yeah, because he was brought up in that world, that society. If you overcome, and 20 times of age, and you conquer that, you're better than Gedolim. Practically, what does that mean? So, what exactly is about tshuva? There's an interesting Rambam, again in Perek Beis in Halacha Aleph. He says, "What is tshuva gemura?" Quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara over there says, "Someone who did this avero, and it comes to say matzav, can do the avero again. It is purish mitzad the sugya of tshuva, not mitzad yira, not mitzad he's shvach now." It gives an example. Ketzad, he was boal isha b'avero. He was mizan of the person. Chashu shalom. And La'achiz Mani came to do an act of yichud with her. And he's the same level of ahava with her, the same level of having the same koich begufoi, the same medino, which pirish loy over is about tshuva gemura. You got the same matzav you nichshol in yourself before, and it got the second time, and you overcome it? That's tshuva gemura. Shiloh, you want to do tshuva gemura. That's what Rambam says, you have to be the same nisoyan and overcome it. Can you put yourself in the matzav of yichud to do tshuva gemura? You are alone, the isha. You are created. You are even avero. But now you want to do tshuva. I do tshuva. So I'm more tshuva gemura. The same matzav, same Indian, same concept. Do I have a right to put myself in yichud? It's not tshuva. So the kliyokar and pasukukas that the oilmo here looked up. He says over there, what's mean about tshuva? Aimdim tzedikim gemurim enichalim lamoid. says about tshuva has to stand and do an act of yichud. He writes to challenge oneself, do a tshuva gemura. Avat tzadikam osa hayichud. For him, it's also. People apply him. Kli Yaakov says, we're looking at the whole sugya of yichud. Past couple weeks, I'm fearful. Says Kli Yaakov, do yichud. Mitzad the sugya tshuva, you're over the very yichud. Do it again, overcome it. Do it. People apply him. Says Kli Yaakov. The Megad of Achadoshim, when the sugya brachas, he says not only Kli Yaakov, he brings down Reb Chaim Vital that way. He brings down the Sefer Shevet Amosa that way, a Kiryat Chana that way. He brings down different achrenim. Doilam seems to say that the concept to do an act of yichud. Why not tshuva gemura? Question is, should we really do that? We want a tshuva. We have a chi of tshuva. Shegin and Ratzin, a chi of tshuva. Should do tshuva and put yourself in the matzav of the sayin over here. So first, is it same chassidim who says, do not say what Rabbi Yehuda says that would be the same matzav that's called tshuva gemura. And I'll be kind this Indian. Because maybe I won't be kind of Indian. You don't know. Question is the same chassidim arguing on the Rambam? So the Nesivis has a pirush on the Rambam over here, same called Nachlas Yaakov. And he says, Chas v'sholom to misyachad with an isha. Chas v'sholom, you're playing with fire over here. That means coming to argue with the Kli Yaakov. Ayit says, you want to know what tshuva gemura over here is? It means until you know you got to that gedur, if you would have been in that matzav, you would have overcame it. But why did not mean what the hell the Kli Yaakov says, pshat and gemura? Because he can't physically do an act of yichud. Chashi Shalom say that. Or another interesting way, the Chochmah Shlomo, he wants to answer that with Putzim, it's also yichud. With Kosher, it's Muti yichud. So you are the very parrots, now you're true, now you're Kosher. So go there again. So now you're Kosher. It's the same matzav, same situation, same Indian over here. And now you're true with Gemara. Genaval, what's Echa Kosher, Echa Parts, with the Kimto, he has a Koya Mariah, and he's nice to be Makel. But the Tzlach also in Droshes, he's giving a Droshio, if you want to say, put yourself in the sign of Matzvah Yichud. And he says, Echlami needs a real Yichud, but Bemikud, not you did it, Kosh Baruch, you did it. Different ways of answering it, but Maisa, we do not do this concept of challenging ourselves to see if we're going to overcome our Nesayinus or not. A Kosh Baruch gives us enough Nesayinus. Someone recently was asking me, should I put myself in the Soyan to work by myself? Kosh Baruch Hu will do it for you. We have enough. Today's society is not even a question. We don't have to put ourselves in our own Nesayinus. If so, what's Gem Shan Rambam? Rambam over here says, we're about Shiva Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim Michal Lamoid. So again, the simple Pshat is, because you're Toim Tam Avero, Loshen Rambam, and you're Kodesh Yetzer. If that's a one of the issues, a couple of questions. There's a Pachadishkok in Yom Kippur, Maimi Yotes. There's a klal that Rishol Salantia says that you have no schus to say the concept of Fumta Agro if you put yourself in that situation. I mean, in essence, what is the Rambam saying? Rambam is saying about Shuvah is better than a tzaddik because he put himself in that situation. Now he knows the taiva of the Gashmias. Now you overcame it, he's better than a tzaddik. He's saying l'fum tzah agro. This is the Mishnah and the Parakeh, and obviously l'fum tzah agro. He has more tzar, more nesayin, he's getting rewarded for it. So Solanta says, if you put yourself in that situation, you will not get a reward for it. That means, you know, you have to get up for 6 o'clock to slichas. I'm going to sleep 4 o'clock, wake up 6, oh, you know what tzcha I'm going to get? No, go sleep 12 o'clock. To put yourself in that situation is your chayas. You should be a chokum, ezel chokum, a roi, a noilad. You have to put yourself in the correct situation, suam arav, asay toiv, and not give yourself reward because you put yourself in the sign. So, some of the kasha, what's Pshan Rambam? Why is about tshuva better? He put himself in that situation. Aleph. Void, frekta pachad yitzchok. What is tshuva? Tshuva we know is charoto, vidoy, aziv is achet, kabbalah la'osid. You have to do a couple of stages. The Lashon Rambam is, from the Gemara, about tshuva is better than a tzaddik. Why about tshuva? Someone's ziva zachet. Misha ozav zachet. You're talking to Amaveru, his courage is Yitzroi. You only came his time is over here. Any person that was ziva zachet without vidui, without the idea of charoto, you belong charoto. But someone's ziva zachet. Let that in and of itself be better than a tzaddik. Let's ask three more questions. The Ben Yoino, the Geras, he starts off, what's tshuva? Koyecha tshuva? It's kikotin shnila dami. Lois chus v'loi chayiv. Bishlam in loi chayiv. But you want lois chusim. Everyone reads the letter, everyone knows, kikotin shnila dami, what is chus, what is chus. But he says, and he lost all your chusim also. Think about it. Do I want to lose all my chusim? But the Rabbeinu writes, kikotin shnila dami, lois chus v'loi chayiv. What's pshat? Another kasha. Ram brings down, what's a derech doing tshuva? Change your name. Now, the Ram does not change your name, we might have to change your name every week. But the Maisa, it's worth telling the Ram, should change your name. Have a new name. Mishan Neshmoy, Mishan Mazel, different person. Changing your name. What's pshat? Why? What does it mean to us? What's the point of it? Void. There's a morale. It says pshat in the Ben Yoino. That the Ben Yoino says the idea of doing tshuva to Kadosh Baruch Hu is kamoi nedova. Coming from Ben Yoino, his lashon is like a matana and nedova to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We saw the chabur now tshuva zechiyev. When Shalos won the chiyev, Bayim Kippur the whole year, but zechiyev. And yet the shari tshuva and maral calling it a nedova, a present. How's it a present? Zechiyev gomer over here. So to answer all these five questions, again, we asked five questions over here. One is, first of all, why getting schaaf about tshuva? You put yourself in that Nisayin from Ta'agro. The second question is, the chutz atzivis ha-chetnan about tshuva. The third question, what's a mila of changing your name? The fourth question is, why kontinuel b'lois chutz v'lechayiv? And the fifth question, why is tshuva a nedava, a present HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Pachad Yitzchak says, make it one Nisayin. You have to know what is tshuva. What are you coming to accomplish over here? What's a koyach tshuva? His lashon, he writes in Yiddish, is that you're a besser mensch, you're an ander mensch. The idea they can take chayvus and turn them into chuyus is not I'm a better person, I'm a different person. That is one person, I am somebody else. You have to uproot your past and be a new thing. Decide how far to take it. Now, do you lose your chosim? I don't think so. But the way how you look upon yourself, you're now you're a burial. I'm not a better person, I'm a different person. Who am I? That's not my name. I was Yisrael, now I'm Eliezer. I'm a different name over here. That's what the what you want from tshuva, what you come to accomplish. I'm a different person over here. Why is tshuva a nedava? Why is it a matan Hashem? It's very simple. He did the avera. I didn't do the avera. I'm doing tshuva, his avera. I'm a different person. That's not who, that's somebody else did it. I didn't do that. That's how far you have to understand the koich and the matona of tshuva that Chazal look upon that you're giving the dov to Hashem because he did that. If that's so, go back to the Rambam and say, "Mokum al tshuva oimin." Ain't to give mechol lamoid. Why? Because if it's only a ziva sachet, you're the same person. The same person, you don't get schar for it. Lufum ta'agra, you put yourself in that situation. And chlamin is no schar. But once you're about tshuva, I'm not that person. Not the person. I have the taiva. I know the time of Gashmias. But I didn't put myself in that situation. Then I get schar for it. So first you have to understand the koyach and the tshuva is a massive koyach. Kikotin shnoilud domi mamish. It's a schus that you have. Can change who you are, what you are. You have to realize who exactly you are over here. With that idea, Rama writes the tshuva again in Perakei Loch HaZayin that kol odom v'odom royli is tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu. Every person here can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Or he says, Rosh, like Yeravam. Can everyone here be like Moshe Rabbeinu? You can all speak to Hashem pel peh. You can all be in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Respectable Chonon, coming from his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, what does it mean to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says you have to understand the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu was what he was an Eved Hashem, an Eved Mashkon Rabbi, Mashkon Eved Kon Rabbi. You do everything for the Rabbi. Everyone here has the koyach of being an Eved Hashem, doing whatever they can in their level, and therefore everyone has a schus to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Mamish, everyone can be Moshe Rabbeinu. And how far does he take it, says the Bukhana, you get the schar k'moshe Rabbeinu. Because you said over here, if you put in all the koichas and you give whatever you can on your level, you get mamash k'moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone here can be Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to realize there's a koich ha-tshuva, the yisoid ha-tshuva, and the chayis of ha-tshuva. It's the schos that we have. With every schos comes a chayis. The first of it is zaycho, and chlami is in them chayim. If you lay zaycho, you don't do tshuva, which you have a chiva tshuva, the Gemara calls it a case of your miso. The times of the corona, you know, we always, my kids, past couple months, they always ask mommy, you know, we're bored. We're bored. Shomem. And they write to their friends and talking to each other, I was shomem. Nothing to do shomem. They never come out and ask me this question. Because they know my answer. Tati, what do we do? What do we do? Do tshuva. No, Tati, really, what should we do? Do tshuva. Tati, what should we do? What do we do? So sometimes I might change it, say Tehillim, learn something. But usually I say, do tshuva. So what do? They ask mommy what to go do. I learned this from Rav Rashman, he said the same idea. But the Maisel, a voice that, Dati tshuva. People like, they laugh, think, this is the time now. This is the it's chayvis now. It's ischus now. It's opportunity now. And they want to close down everything again. Again, the world. The people, the batila in my block, supposedly tested positive for corona. Now the whole shul is being worried about being in Madud. There are numerous people since Rosh Hashanah. First, I got a phone call yesterday. Someone was sick. I got an email from somebody yesterday. Sick. I was asking somebody for some funds. Gives every yom tif, and he says, you know, I just lost both my jobs over here due to the massive corona. So I asked him, can I support you? Sponsor you for yom tif? There are a lot of things going on in Saparnoso, health. Two of the younger kids, the healthier people, seem to be very lax about it because they get sick for a couple of days. But again, Rav Rubin showed up the second day of Rosh Hashanah for Tkias, for davening, because he wasn't there the first day yet, it was the end of it. Rav Sturmach again, Baruch Shem, they say he's doing better, Kach Shemati. Again, you have to find out. But there are people who are not healthy, people have challenges. What do you do without a tshuva? You know, you want a schus to not have the gemar din or the din upon a person. I'm a different person. You know, that din was on that, and him. This is me. I'm a new person. So the truth is, you know, everyone has their outlook, and they say it's very hard. Tshuva is very hard. But the fact that a lot of us were turning tam. And we do know the sinus, and we do know what's out there, and the opportunities that we have, we can be better than Tzadikim, we can be better than the Yeshivas, or the people who don't exactly know the sinus. And if you have that mindset and that understanding, sometimes it's easier to do tshuva. And Sechayis, her numerous times around Berkowitz, the sinus, people don't like them, we don't have nothing to have the sinus. The sinus is how we grow. If you stop having the sinus, there's no point being here. Just chos. We don't have to give it ourselves. We don't have to create them. Again, there's more than enough out there. But if you appreciate it and you have a right outset, a mindset about it, and especially now, it's coming up, Bein Zmanim. It's very hard. After Yom Kippur, everyone's in the high. And then you have a couple of days before Sukkot, and then you have Sukkot and Chalamoid. Oh, we have Chalamoid this week. It's the whole week. Right? This is Mamish, 5 days. I mean, no break in between. Shana Rabba, and then you have a week afterwards. And it seems to go from the high to high, and then we get thrown right away with the Nesayin that we can't even run Yeshiva and go learn. It's a little bit better. Start off this mind with Yom Kippur, and then have 40 days of El. No, what the Torah, the Shmakai, the Limla Torah would have been? And the first thing that we get thrown to is Bein Hazmanim, building a Sukkah. The first night after Yom Kippur, people banging nails 3 in the morning without thinking. And the kids can't go to sleep. It's mamish, the first Yom Kippur. Do they realize that people have children over here? And then the Balaganim going to the Shuk, and now to see the Balaganim being in a Seger over here. Now the people have been locked up so much already. And then finally, you know, we come to Sukkot over here, outside, some place, Avis till 2 in the morning over here, you're trying to go to sleep over here. And then you have the whole Chalamoid 5 days this year, you know. Baruch Shem, and then Bein Zmanim again for another week. This is after Yom Kippur, after Ahai. Truth is forget. This is, you have to realize, if you work on your tshuva and you realize you might have a chance. If you didn't have Yom Kippur, there's no chance. If you have Yom Kippur and you realize that Kol Biyad Hashem, this is the Gemar Din, everything's decided already, and you work upon your midas, and how do you work upon your midas? Each one onto their own, but negate to family, negate to any midah, negate to kas. How do you work in kas? Kids do things all the time, all the kids, people around you, neighbors. What do you go do? So the Rambam actually writes negate to midas. He says someone you want to work in kas. He says don't feel it, just don't get angry. So yeah, working kas, don't get angry. What does that mean? So the person wants davening snatching with chavod or Rosh Hashanah. The guy next to him, when people were actually diving next to each other, not like distances, the guy was struggling back and forth, his talents, and kept hitting the other guy, doing Shimon Asrei. The guy was fuming, doing Shimon Asrei, he's hitting me. He turns to yell at the guy, and see the guy is reading with a braille sitter. Like that. So, he just didn't get angry. But I was angry, but he just didn't get angry. How do you work in kas? There are two ways to work in every meter. Just take 1 meter cast because it seems to be very common kashamati ben isman in these matzavim. There are two ways to work in everything. One is b'shas ma'isa, one is not b'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa, to work on the challenge that we have, is to act that way. People can't control their actions. I mean, someone gets very upset, keep quiet, breathe in and out, count to 10, just act calm. The way you act is the way how you become. Shalei b'shas ma'isa, you read Musar, and I call Biyad Hashem, and you read Shai Tshuva, and you work upon your Ashkofa, that you, the Ashkofa Pratis, and everything happens for a reason over here. If you work upon the idea of Tshuva, and you realize the Xeris, and you can have a space strange year, you never know, you can walk around with masks and be locked up, and no one expected this last year. But some people took it very hard. It's hard for them to put the things inside of them, whether they took it physically hard, mentally hard, but there are necessariness. But if you had to take on the necessariness, whether it's your neighbors, your parents, your kids, society, or the police, or whatever it is, it's basically these are necessariness we have a chance to grow. No one wants them. No one wants a mask, and no one wants to keep social distancing, and no one wants to be locked up with the kids for 2 weeks. But the mice is a chance to grow. What to go do with that? You work upon yourself. You do whatever you can. I'm really talking to myself. This is really the massive nesayin. I got a bunch of kids, and a Baruch Hashem, massive nesayinus. Baruch Hashem, what schosim we have. But if we work in the schosim, we overcome these schosim. It's a massive schos, and we can have a better yoimadin, a gemaradin, and a shana rab over here. And then we can come next month, Baruch Hashem, brochus, start seeing each other, ponim al ponim, k'moshu rabbeinu, ponim al ponim over here, and that can be a schos of having a gemaradin, take away the magefo, as everyone was saying. Me, my gay for it was crying, was saying, me, my gay for this year. It's tough, it's very tough. People passed away, the life is everything. That can be a schus if you work upon ourselves, doing tshuva. And again, our boys say, you know, Shamem, what do you got to do? Our boys say, Dapt in tshuva. It's chiv, it's chiv and it's right. It's schus. That can be zerchid, have a gemak, see you tomorrow.